Welcome back to the UAP Research Deep Dive with UAP Caucus. Today, we're diving into a paper that uses a really interesting tool to examine UAP's flight simulators.
Okay.
And, you know, it might sound a little surprising at first, but when you think about the potential safety implications, it makes a lot of sense to kind of look into this.
Right.
We're looking specifically at a 2024 paper from the Journal of Air Transport Management. And the title's a little bit of a mouthful, but it's called Impact of Unidentified Aerial Phenomena, UAPs, on Air Safety, Evidence from Airbus TCA's ROSE Simulators. So by the end of this deep dive, you're going to understand how these researchers use these simulators, what they found, and what it all could mean for aviation safety.
Yeah, this is one of those things that's really cool to me because it starts to move us beyond anecdotal evidence and, you know, grainy videos and things like that and into a more controlled environment where you can actually, you know, try to study this stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, everyone has seen those videos.
Right, exactly.
But this is totally different. So before we get into the nuts and bolts of this study, let's just do a quick level set on some of the terminology for our listeners.
Yeah.
I think we're all familiar with TCS, the Traffic Collision Avoidance System.
Oh, yeah.
From, you know, our own experiences flying commercially. Can you explain how TCS fits into this research?
Sure. So TCS is that system everyone's probably heard on a plane where you hear that's like, hey, traffic.
Right.
And it helps prevent those mid-air collisions.
Right.
It's basically looking around saying, hey, is there anything nearby? And if there is, it's letting the pilots know.
Okay.
What makes this particular study, I think, unique is they're using something called ROSE, which stands for Research Operations and Evaluation Simulator.
Catchy.
Yeah.
I see where they got ROSE from.
It is what it is.
Right.
And it's this Airbus technology that lets you create like really, really realistic recreations of different flight scenarios.
So they're using like the actual equipment that pilots would be using?
Exactly. Yeah. It's a simulator, but it's a very high fidelity simulator.
Well, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
So they're basically using tech that's already trusted and used in the aviation industry to study these, you know, unexplained events. That's pretty clever.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's one of the things that makes this so interesting, right? You're not starting from scratch.
Right.
You're using something that we already know works and it's already very accurate, and you're applying that to this problem.
Okay. So how did they design the actual simulations?
Well, they had to figure out a way to simulate a UAP, right?
Right.
And the way they did it was they programmed the simulator to mimic UAP behaviors that pilots have actually reported.
Okay.
Things like sudden appearances and disappearances, rapid changes in altitude and direction and speeds that, you know, honestly seem to kind of defy our understanding of physics.
Yeah.
And they had a pool of 34 pilots, all with varying levels of experience, participate in these simulations.
Okay, so they have these pilots in the simulator, and then bam, simulated UAP.
Right.
What kind of impact did that have?
So that's where it starts to get really insightful. The study found that even in this simulated environment, unexpected encounters with UAPs can really mess with a pilot's decision making.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And they saw a tendency for pilots to deviate from standard protocols when they came face to face with these events.
So they weren't reacting the way they were trained to react.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Could you give us an example of what you mean?
Sure. So imagine a scenario where a UAP suddenly makes a really abrupt altitude change.
Okay.
The pilots in the simulation were more likely to make rapid control inputs to try and avoid it.
Okay.
Which makes sense, right?
Yeah, you don't want to hit the thing.
You don't want to hit the thing.
Right.
But the problem is that this kind of reaction could actually increase the risk of a near miss, especially in like crowded airspace.
Oh, wow. That's concerning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
So I imagine these findings have some pretty big implications for the aviation industry.
Oh, absolutely. This research highlights a potential gap in how we currently train pilots. Like, we're really good at teaching them how to handle all the known stuff.
Right.
But what about the unknown stuff?
Yeah. What about when something that's not supposed to be there suddenly is?
Exactly. And this research is saying, hey, we need to start thinking about that.
So maybe it's time to start thinking about how to incorporate UAP awareness into the curriculum.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, this research doesn't tell us what UAPs are.
Right.
But it does tell us that they can have a real impact on pilot behavior, and that's something we need to address.
Yeah, it's a wake-up call for sure.
Yeah.
So today we dove into this study that used flight simulators to try to examine the potential safety implications of UAPs. But I think the question that we should all be thinking about now is, what other technologies or research methods could we use to really understand this phenomenon and its potential impact on our world?
That's a great question.
Yeah, something to ponder. Thanks for listening, everybody.